Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, when times get tough, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by feelings of doubt, right? And today we're going to talk about how to focus on the silver lining in the darkest of days. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 27 years now. And on our show today, as always, Eric will be giving you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Eric, welcome.
Well, good to be here. There's a lot of stuff going on, of course, with all the craziness with the COVID-19 shutdowns and shelters in places and all that. And right now is a really good time to be looking at your finances. You may have more time at home, I'm sure. And so, you know, what should you be doing now? What kind of changes should you make? A lot of times people say, oh, you shouldn't make any changes, you shouldn't make any changes. And I think that's totally the wrong answer. So, yeah, we're going to be going over that and a lot more in today's show.
You know, we've been talking lately on just how to navigate during these uncertain times. So I just want to know, Eric, what's the best advice that you've ever been given about making it through a challenging time like this?
I mean, just in terms of, you know, life in general, in terms of challenging times, I guess it's probably about 7 years ago, maybe now, is probably when I started cycling a lot more. And what happens is when you start riding longer distances, there's a lot of stuff that that you really need to know. There's 15, 20 miles isn't a big deal, but once you get 30, 50 miles, and especially once you're doing century rides, which are 100 miles, you know, that's when you really need to start learning a lot more about nutrition, you know, how much to eat, how do you avoid cramps. One of the things that, I actually just was posting a video about going up to Mount Hamilton. And, you know, Mount Hamilton's kind of a nice, challenging ride always. And it's about 5,500 feet of elevation and 20-something miles. And, you know, when the first time I went up there, I had a friend that was going up there with me, and he's a massive cyclist. So he was like, literally went up to the top, rode back down to say hi to me again. I don't know if that was helpful, a little depressing. It's like, oh, you went up to the top and came halfway back down. And so it's like, yeah. But, he taught me about salt tablets. And so ever since then, I always have salt on me. And you take a couple salt tablets and it really, really helps, you know, get rid of any cramps that might be coming on and such. And so what happens is once you start learning these things, you learn how to counteract a lot of the effects, then it's a lot more enjoyable and you know you're going to be fine. And really, my entire financial planning process was built after the dot-com crash and seeing my own parents go through it and seeing how the traditional financial planning was really, really hurting people that were in or near retirement. And so, yeah, that's why it really kind of helped galvanize the way I help people. You know, was actually seeing people going through that time frame. And so, you know, once you can have somebody who's been there and done that and knows how to do it, it's just a lot nicer and easier, because then you go, oh, well, yeah, I had never thought about that, or I didn't know about that. And you know, there's some financial advisors around here that literally never helped a client in a down market. You know, they've been in business for 10 years, but we hadn't had a down market for 10 years. So, so that's one of the big things is knowing how to get through this. And you know, we can kind of go more about that in the show today for sure.
But it sounds like experience is definitely something that can get you through a challenging time. If you've been through it before, you can kind of look back and see what to do or what is the best thing to do. Eric, what are some of the kinds of questions that you're getting from people right now?
Well, a lot of it's, should I do anything? Should I not? And if I do something, what should that be? And so for me, I think it's really depends on your timing. So if you're, you know, 15 to plus years, you know, more away. So some people may feel like they're 100 years from retirement right now. Hopefully that's not the case. But, you know, so if you're in your 20s, 30s, probably even your 40s, you know, this is kind of a great time to actually increase your risk. I mean, take your newer dollars going into your retirement plan and, you know, pump those up to even higher risk, just because if you're going to be buying low, I mean, we already know that. And as long as you got enough timeline, you're going to be fine. The opposite is probably true for anybody who's, you know, closer to retirement. I've had a lot of clients that they're 1 or 2 or 3 years away from retirement, for those, for sure, we've been pretty much moving most of their new dollars, so the new contributions in their retirement plans, and going to whatever is guaranteed or whatever is low risk, because of, you know, that's the stuff that they just can't afford to lose more or have issues right before retirement. So that's one of the big things to be really looking at and thinking about is, you know, how's that allocation? And then also for people who are in that retirement red zone, that 5 to 15 years away from retirement, you know, right now is a great time to have some of these products that are long-term, you know, guaranteed type income sources. So this might be the best time where you go, oh, maybe I should be moving money to some safety, making sure it's not in the market, making sure it's not in bonds that we know will go down when rates go back up. My process is all built around worry less wealth, you know, having less worry about retirement. And so what we do is we go through that income plan and find out what are the concerns for income. You know, what do you have that's set up that's guaranteed? What's your investment risk? What's your tax risk? Healthcare issues and legacy issues. And that's the whole planning process that we do. But, you know, lots of times people just say, well, you know, I've just got this question about my 401k. I got this question about that. You know, give us a call. Phone number is 800-454-1184. And if you text the word visit, it'll send you the link to sign up a time. Again, the text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
And today we're talking about when times get tough, like they are right now, it's time to look for a silver lining. So Eric, you know we can't control the markets at all right now, or we can't control the government's response to this pandemic that we're experiencing. What can we actually control in times like these?
You can always control how you respond. You know, there's a couple different sayings I've always told my boys, and unfortunately, they don't always follow them. But, you know, I mean, one of my favorite ones, this is old Zig Ziglar quote, is it's the 10-2 word sentence, but it's, if it is to be, it's up to me. You know, if it is to be, it's up to me means really to me, you can't control what's happening. You can't control the stock market, like you said, but you can control how you act. You control how you respond to these things. You know, are you going to get massively negative and kind of throw that energy out there? Or are you going to say, okay, what can I do that's different? How can I help out? Or, you know, if I can afford to help others, or how can I even still make some more money someplace? And, you know, what options can I do? You know, so those are kind of some of the things. Also, for, you know, just financially, you know, what can you be doing differently? Well, I mean, one nice thing at least is most of us aren't spending as much money on commute and, you know, lunches and things like that. You know, so there are some weird cost savings that you're having. You know, the sad one probably for a lot of us after a while will be haircuts and other things that, you know, may make us look a little bit better. So we might be doing a lot more audio and a lot less video pretty soon. But what are the things that you can control? Well, obviously how you react and what you do with your money. And so it's so much easier when you have a plan. I'm still trying to do my 50 miles in all 50 states when I'm, you know, riding my bike. And every time, I've done 21 states so far. And every single time, I've never once done my route the way I planned it. I've always planned a route, but I've never successfully done it. There's always some obstacle that comes up. There's always something weird. Again, that's what you want to do is have a plan. And if you have a plan, you can at least go back and say, okay, well, how do I get back on track on my plan? And unless you have a plan, it's pretty hard to do. So again, if you want to get a plan in place and figure out that, or just give us a call and find out a little bit more, feel free to give us a call or text the word visit at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And today we're talking about how it's just so easy to get overwhelmed by negativity in these challenging times. But even in the darkest of days, there are opportunities that can help improve your situation. So, Eric, there's so many people spending more time at home now. Do you think this would be just a good time for people to learn something new, or how would you recommend people taking advantage of all this time at home?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's a lot of great things you could be doing with some of this time other than, you know, binging on Netflix, right? Although I do have to admit that my sons and I have been watching every Marvel movie and when the timelines were. So we're almost done with all, I think it's 23 movies or something, but
awesome.
So, okay, you can do a little bit of the binge stuff, but yeah, you do definitely want to really figure out, okay, what are some things that I've been putting off forever? And the funniest one I think is I've had probably I guess now I'm averaging one per week, at least one client per week saying, oh yeah, we're working on our trust and we're working, you know, they're finally getting that trust done and the living trust and the wills and all that and doing them online or, you know, doing it at somebody's website or whatever. So, you know, that's a really good one to get right now because, you know, it's one of those things where nobody likes to talk about or do it. But, you know, once you get it done, you pretty much don't have to do anything for 5 or 10 years. So, yeah, that's a great one. Obviously, your financial plan's a really good one to be doing or just thinking about, you know, what are you gonna be doing down the road? I mean, I was just talking with some people that are maybe it's 5 years away from retirement and, you know, I was asking them, okay, well, when do you plan retiring? And, you know, told me the answer and they said, well, what are you guys going to plan on doing? Like, well, we've never talked about that. Kind of like you're trying to get to a finish line and then you kind of don't know what you're going to do after the race is over. It's like, well, hold on. You really do need to figure that part out. So, yeah, so that's one of those things that I think a lot of people may need to talk about is, you know, what are those things that, you know, you've never talked to each other about or brought up? Those are good ones to be really talking about. And, you know, obviously having a plan right now is a big critical one. So when things get derailed, if you can go back to that plan and say, okay, hold it. You know, we were supposed to be, you know, if you're driving or something, we're supposed to be on this street. Oh, yeah, here's a way to reroute over there. That's what this is kind of like right now feeling like is, you know, this is a big reroute, right, for most of us. So, you know, that's one of the things that, yeah, you could definitely be looking at is doing that. And then also just getting some education. I mean, obviously listening to a show like this or listening to our podcast, you know, anytime you want, you can say, you know, Alexa or Google, you can tell them to play Wealth Creator Radio and they'll go ahead and do that. And you can listen to some, you know, older episodes. You know, there's a lot of ways you can do that. You know, one of the things too, that if you want, you can go on our website or even probably text us book, you know, text the word book to 800-454-1184. Again, you text the word book, B-O-O-K, or go online at wealthcreatorradio.com and request it. And, you know, let us know. We can either send you the e-version of it, which we don't normally do, but with this kind of time frame, that might be simpler and faster. You know, or we can actually mail you the paper copy and stuff. So, you know, let us know if you want the copy of Worry Less Wealth. That's my book I wrote a few years back, but still, it's still all good content and definitely one way to kind of educate yourself more about all the financial products out there. So, yeah, anything you can do right now to be productive in a good manner versus, you know, just sitting there or doing stuff that's probably not really fulfilling and really getting you ahead. I think that's probably a critical thing to be doing for a lot of people right now because the more you can feel good about your time you're spending is going to be helpfully a lot more helpful and mentally and hopefully financially too, right?
Great ideas there. I love all that. Read a book, go to your website, check things out. That's awesome. What about some common mistakes that you think people make with their money in uncertain financial times like we're experiencing, Eric?
Well, probably the number one is just dumping and running. So unfortunately, a lot of people do that. I just was meeting with some people who were interviewing financial advisors, and he admitted to me that he picked the perfect worst day to get out of the market in March. Yeah, I told him there's good likelihood that it goes right back down again. So maybe not as bad, but again, he had no plan of where to go. So, you know, I guess you could kind of say, you know, he's kind of like jumping out of the car on a freeway. Didn't really know why he was doing that. Unless you got a plan to get in another car or get off the freeway or something, you know, why are you doing this? And so that's one of the tough things is, you know, you have to know, okay, why am I doing that? Am I just trying to save the money? Am I going to put it in just money markets or earning 0.1% for a long time? You know, a lot of times it feels good not losing anymore. But again, the reason you invested the first time was to have it grow over time. So when do you need that money? Is it 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? If it's 15 or 20, you know, that there's no real reason to be reacting at all. It's only if you're in that shorter timeline, that's when you have to react a lot more. So, you know, one thing is, are you reacting that makes sense, or are you reacting just to react? And I think knowing that difference is a big one. And then, you know, just also having some sort of plan of, if you are going to react, what are you going to do differently? Or what's the change going to be? You know, you can't just sit on the sidelines for 5-10 years. I mean, you know, I've met multiple people that literally stopped investing in 08 when the market crashed back then. And then they saw that everybody had all their money back by 2012, 2013. And then it just kept shooting up and shooting up. And, you know, most of them missed it. And a lot of them just didn't even want to get back in. So maybe now they're feeling a little bit better because they didn't lose again, but they lost a lot before then. So really having that plan is, I think, probably the most critical thing to do, is not overreact and not take, you know, monster action. I think taking little actions is really good. So, you know, you have to balance that between kind of going crazy, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, you don't want to go too excessively into one reactive mode. But you also want to have a plan. So if you're going to react, what's the decision going to be versus just, you know, you don't want to shelter in place with your money. You want your money to still keep growing. That's probably the toughest thing for people to do, actually.
So again, thank you so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And today we're just talking about how to navigate during these uncertain times that we're having with the economy and with this virus pandemic. And so, Eric, we're talking about how, you know, financial professionals can help us find some maybe potential opportunities in times like this. Tell us how. What would you say would be a list of what we should be doing?
Yeah. So one of the things that always bugs me is when people, anytime there's things like this, like 9/11, I remember the company that was making the x-ray machines that could detect bomb stuff or something was, you know, that stock was shooting up once the markets reopened. And, you know, of course, Zoom got to be a very popular stock this year, and, you know, some other stuff. Some stuff made sense. Some stuff got to such a level that it's insane. You know, when you're paying 2,000 times, you know, for a PE ratio, which is price to earnings. So, you know, if you're paying $2,000 for every $1 the company makes, you know, that's really high. S&P, the overall market's usually around, I'd say probably around 15 on average or something, but usually somewhere in the teens. So when it gets that high, that means that stock is way overpriced. But right now there may be some bargains on the flip side of that, right? Travel areas, other areas that have been, you know, down that will pop back up. Movie theater chains, right? If they make it through this, then they may come out pretty good once they're able to obviously have people in the theaters again. So I think it's a lot better to think about the not the ones that are going to be the high flyers, but the ones what most people call value stocks, the ones that have been down a lot more, because those ones, they don't have to do much to make a lot of return, right? If it's super cheap stock and it goes from $10 to $12, well, that's a 20% return. Whereas if you have a stock that's already super expensive, if it goes up $2, it's almost meaningless. And so those are some areas to think about. But, you know, again, just, is this the time to be moving into some safer monies areas? Is this time to have some steady income stuff that, you know, maybe some assets that are paying you 5 or 6% on a, you know, regular basis that's not in the market? I mean, this might be the best time to be reallocating to some of those types of things. So again, it's all about looking at a plan and having that action item of having a plan. So, you know, yeah, again, if you want to have just a 15-minute talk about what risk level, what should you be doing, you know, whether or not we can help you, you know, beyond that, you know, let's just sit down and have a virtual talk there, either on the phone or we can do video if you want. Again, the phone number there is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. And you can text the word visit to have that link to be sent to you to set up that time. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. You know, we're talking today about how there are so many things that are out of our control in our world today. And if we spend all of our time worrying about the things that we can't control, that's probably not the best use of our time and our energy. And I think we all know that. But Eric, how do we keep these outside factors from negatively impacting our retirement?
Yeah, that's really tough today because, you know, you turn on any news station pretty much and there's going to be a lot of negativity and unpleasant stories more than, unfortunately, the pleasant ones. Yeah, that's always kind of been the way with news, right? Is the more sensational, the more bigger attention items are always usually the negative stuff. And the positive stuff is exciting to listen to, so people, you know, don't talk about it as much, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things that you could be looking at is, well, are you still on track for retirement? How far off are you on track? And do you know that? Because, you know, if this has set you back some, but not that big a deal, then that'd be obviously a positive. So that'd be one thing to be thinking about. You know, the other thing is maybe this is a good time to be doing changes, right? So sometimes, you know, you've been saying to yourself, oh man, if I only had free time, or if I only had some time at home, or if I only, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, hold it, you do. Now you actually should be able to do them, right? So what things could that be? Well, one is maybe just getting a budget, you know, looking at how much do you actually spend. You know, right now might be a slight eye-opening kind of experience because of, you know, we've all shifted our expense patterns. Yeah, I just saw one little post that was talking about how I'm getting 3 weeks to the gallon, you know, on his car. And, you know, so, yeah, you're probably not spending nearly as much money on gas. And so that's one thing that you're saving. All right. Well, maybe not paying for lunch as much. But I mean, I know for us, we've been trying to help a lot of local restaurants. So I don't know if we're ahead or behind on that in terms of dining out costs. Except for they're all dining in, right? So there's some stuff where you're saving, but it's a good time to review the budget. I mean, do you know how much you spend on a monthly basis? I mean, a lot of times people don't. And so, I mean, one of the easiest ways to compare it would be, you know, take the last 12 months bank statements before this all started. So say maybe end it in February, just to be 100% accurate. and then take all those withdrawals and divide by 12. And that's how much you spent on a monthly basis for the last 12 months. And then you can see, you know, what was March like. And then obviously once May rolls around, you can see what April was like. But, you know, you can see, is there a big difference or not? And, you know, what are you saving money on? What are you not? But more importantly, just what were you spending money on before? And how much are you saving? Are you saving 10 or 15% of your income? Why is that important? Well, times like this, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who have taken 20% pay cuts or sadly 100% pay cut, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, this is when having that savings, having that backup money is so critical. And so having some time to figure out how much do I need to live on? What am I spending? You know, those would be some positive ways to find out, okay, you know, where am I at? And then, you know, am I still on track or not? And again, that's something we can help you with if you need help. But really, I think just thinking more of the positive sides of things, and then also maybe, you know, looking at this and saying, hey, this is a good time to maybe review my life insurance and review my wills and trusts and all that stuff that nobody really gets excited about talking about. And then this is the time to finally be able to sit down and do it, because you don't have as much other things to do. You don't have any events to go out to. Luckily, there's no Sharks games because they had a, you know, this is probably a blessing for them not to have much more season because they weren't having the very great end of the year. So, you know, we don't have a lot of those other things to go to and attend. So, you know, redirect those energies in a positive way. I think it's a pretty big critical thing for right now.
So, Eric, I think a big question on everybody's mind is, you know, just how can we help safeguard our savings from more volatility, from another major downturn in the markets?
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be, you know, probably some more downturn before things start heading up because of the real effects on companies and the total economy still haven't been totally determined yet. So, yeah, I think there is really a good opportunity right now to still protect yourself. And my big thing's always been since the mid-2000s after the dot-com crash is really having three types of money. Now, your 401k pretty much only allows you to have one type of money, and that's market money. So that's either stocks or bonds. That's all you get to pick it from in there. Even though you may have 30 or 40 different funds, they're all basically the same kind of categories. So what's the other types? One would be foundational money. This is money that's guaranteed either by a bank, or insurance company, or the U.S. government. Right now, banks and government bonds are not paying much. So it's really the insurance side of things is what's really, they've got some great deals there still. And that's some ways where you can guarantee that money from market volatility. You can even earn rates based on the stock market where you get a percentage of it or up to a certain amount, but you never get the negative. So those can be great products to really be an offset to bonds and, you know, a way to get you some of the returns in the market without all the risk. And then in between, there's some stable or steady income money stuff that's outside of the market typically. It's not traded daily and, you know, usually those are paying you 5 to 6% and usually have some tax benefits too. So, you know, looking at either the foundational income money, the steady income money, those are the places I would say to be really looking for, you know, a lot more now than ever. And again, it's really easy to do this if it's part of a plan. So one of the things that you know, if you wanted to just talk for 15, 20 minutes, we could set up a time, you know, find out what kind of risk levels you have, see if there's anything we can help you with, and, you know, really see if it makes sense for us to go through and do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we get that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan set up for you, again, at no cost. But if you just want to do that first 15, 20-minute phone call, you know, just find out what you're worried about, find out what concerns, and do that risk review. Yeah, it's something we can do for you. Again, no cost, no obligation at all. All you have to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Today we're talking about when times get tough, look for that silver lining. So I wanted to bring in taxes right now. That is something that you always go through when you're working with retirees on coming up with that plan for their retirement. How much of an impact can taxes have on a retirement savings?
Well, taxes are probably almost the number one expense item for most people in retirement. And, you know, just knowing what's taxes, what tax allocation you have. So most people that most advisors that I've ever seen, you know, that people go to and get reports from, I never see a tax allocation pie chart. You talk about investment allocation where you have so much in stocks and bonds, you know, but how much do you have in taxable, tax-free, tax-deferred? You know, what is that split? Because what has the government just done? Well, when we passed the Trump tax laws, that put the government back about $2 trillion in you know, lost income. And so that added to the national debt. Then we did the $2 trillion bailout. Now the Fed has printed, I don't know how much more money now. I've lost count. So maybe they have too. Who knows?
4 million or trillion? 4 trillion.
Yeah, it's been a couple trillion, I'm pretty sure, by the time it's all over. Who knows how big that, how many trillion that's going to be. And they still hadn't taken all the money back out that they added back in after 08, 09. So, you know, what does that all say? Well, the Fed printing money will cause inflation at some point down the road. I mean, right now, inflation is pretty much dead, unless you're talking about toilet paper inflation. But beyond that, you know, it will come back. And then, of course, taxes have to go up. Now, we know legally taxes will go up in 2026 because this tax law, they couldn't afford it for individuals. They could afford it for businesses, but not for individuals. So this tax law expires at the end of 2025. You know, that's 5 years away. It's not that, you know, it sounds like a long time when you say 2025, but when you say 5 years, like what? And so, you know, so that's one of the things that people have to start thinking about is taxes will go up. So right now, maybe one of the best times in the world to ever be considering a Roth IRA or moving money into a Roth. So one of the reports we actually have is on taxes. So if you just want to text the word tax to 800-454-1184, again, text the word TAX, tax, to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. You know, we are still learning about the impacts of this COVID-19 with our families, our communities, and even our economy. So, Eric, if people are only focused on the bad news, how do you help them tune out the negative?
Yeah, that can be definitely tough. So one of the things is looking back and seeing, okay, one of the toughest things for us all to just mentally think about is where were we before, right? So anytime something bad happens, you can easily think about the bad, you know, thing that's occurring and the fact that you can't go to your office or the fact that you're stuck with your own family. No, just kidding. but all the stuff that's happening right now, but I was talking with one client and, you know, he was very, very bummed because his biggest goal was to have saved up $1 million and he was just about there. And we had some of the money guaranteed, but he did have some money, especially his 401k in the market. And of course, as that pulled back, you know, he went away from that number that he wanted. But then I looked at when we'd met with him in, I think it was the end of 17 or maybe early 18. And he was actually ahead of that number still. So he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, no, because he was thinking that he's back to his 2008 numbers. He thought he was It was literally gone back 10 years in time in terms of his financial plan. And then now he's going to have to work till he's, 120 or whatever. Right. And he was really lamenting the fact that, he's gone so far backward. And I'm like, no, you actually haven't gone that far back at all. And I think you're still actually on pace to retire when you wanted to. And, it was one of those weird calls where, he's dropped, he's lost money, but he actually said, well, that's probably the best thing I've heard in a week or two. So it was weird because it was bad news, but it was news that was not as bad as what he was thinking the bad news should be, right? So, lots of times the hardest thing, I think, for a lot of people is really comparing where they've been. So, again, one of the things that you might really want to think about is, let's go back a little bit and say, all right, where was I? 2 years ago, 5 years ago. I mean, try to pull up your old financial numbers if you have them someplace and, see where you were compared to now. And, I bet for most people, especially 5 years ago, you're probably far ahead and you're probably doing a lot better if you've been investing and saving that whole time. So, you went backward, but did you really go that far back? I mean, are you still ahead of where you were 5 years ago? That's a good thing. And so, I think looking at the perspective of things and getting that context, I think it really helps alleviate some of the pain and the frustration of what's happening right now. I mean, the hardest thing I think about the timing on this issue was last year was such a good year in the market, and then it evaporated so fast. So, it really much feels like, losing that big hand at poker, or, you went, maybe not all in, but you, kept doubling your bets because you had such a great hand, and then find out, your friend beat you. It's one of those time frames where that's what it kind of felt like, because all of a sudden you had a bunch and then you went whoop right back away. But again, where were you at 5 years ago? Are you still ahead? Then you're mostly on track still. It's just, speed bump.
So would you say that volatility is our new normal? I mean, that's what I keep hearing. What do you think we can expect?
Well, for the rest of this year, I mean, it's kind of funny because it's almost been not talked about anymore. And it used to be the only news item. Remember the election thing?
Oh, yeah. It's gone.
Remember that thing?
Completely.
Let's see. How is it, farther or closer? No, it's closer now. And you're hearing less and less about it, right? So, one of the things, that we know no matter what, is there's still going to be an election, come November. So that's going to breed volatility. And we were actually doing talks at the end of last year, last summer and last fall, about how to position yourself for the upcoming recession. Well, we just didn't know it'd be a pandemic-based recession, but we were kind of pretty sure there would be one this year or next year. So, some of this we kind of anticipated and we kind of knew was kind of coming. And then, of course, we know the election's coming. So, I would say things are going to be very volatile this year. Timeline is the most critical thing to know about money. I've got this money and I won't need it for 3 or 6 months. So where should I invest it? No, you should not. You just don't, right? Because there's just too much risk in that short timeline. Really an investment. I mean, even if you look up the definition of investing, it's putting something away for a later time. It's not for tomorrow. It's not for next week. That's gambling. So an investment should be really something that's ideally at least 3, if not 5 years away before you need those dollars. So again, you really want to know, when are you going to need this money back before you say what financial tool or which one am I going to pick? So if you think about going to the garage and maybe you've got one of those, I've got a nice big red tool chest. There's tons of tools in there. Which one do you pick out? Which one do you use? Again, it depends on what the job is. And if that job is to have that money in 3 months, find a good high yield savings account online or something. Don't be doing investments. Don't be doing stuff that's going to have that money have a lot of pressure to perform. And, that's when you can kind of understand stuff. So, I mean, one of the things right now, I think, is some people have so many questions and they don't necessarily know who to turn to or who to talk to. And they'll talk to their friends, which, sometimes their friends may be even worse at money than them. And so, one of the things that can really help is getting some good advice. And so one of the things we're doing right now is We're open this up to anybody. You don't need a minimum. You don't even need to have money. We're going to set up some times on the phones to just help people out right now, because I feel this is like probably the most critical time. I've seen it in 08, seen it in .com days where people did some really dumb, bad decisions to try to offset other bad things that happened to them. And there's good ways to, you know, to prevent outflow of money and way worse ways to do it. And so just knowing that, and then also just, again, of course, knowing how to allocate your money, what should you be doing differently? Should you stop your 401k if you had reduced hours? What should you do? All those kind of questions. We're going to open up these time slots a lot more in the next week or two. So if you want to give us a call and just set up a free time on the phone, again, 15, 20 minutes, and we'll just talk to you, and no cost, no obligation, no minimums or anything. Just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When would be a good time? When should we be thinking about getting a second opinion on what we've done for our retirement plan?
Well, right now is a really good time. What the financial advisor's done, I mean, this is kind of like the Olympics for financial advisors, or it's actually probably more like Mavericks. I don't know if you know about Mavericks, Luann, but it's a surf competition, and it's...
Oh, okay.
And they only, it's big wave surfing, and they only call it every so often, and only when conditions are right, and they give all the surfers like 48 hours notice to get there to do it. I'd probably say this is the best accurate description of events and time frames like this. This is when a financial advisor really earns their money and makes their money. And if you're paying a financial advisor and they have not called you yet and they have not talked to you or they've not reached out, oh my gosh, if they have not done that, then you don't have a financial advisor. You may be paying one, but you don't actually have one, because that's one of the things that, every financial advisor should be doing is reaching out, finding out what's happening with you. Are you okay? Do you need anything? First and foremost, they should be doing that. But, secondly, also, if they've lost a lot of money, now's probably the time to be looking at that. I mean, I had one client that she inherited a bunch of money from her mom, and her mom had a financial advisor. And so she left some of her money with her mom, but she was put a lot of money with us. That financial advisor had lost more than double, maybe almost triple as much as her accounts with us went down. She's like, I don't know what she's doing. I don't know why this is, it's nothing compared to what you did. And I was like, we had some foundational assets, stuff that can't go away. We had some stuff that was steady income that wasn't volatile with the market. And there are things like low volatility managers and other managers that can move in times that are crazy like right now. And so she's finally asking me for a second opinion on her portfolio, which she'd been using her for several years, but now she realized how much risk she had. And that advisor didn't really tell her about that and didn't really kind of go over how much that is. And she's quasi-retired right now, not fully. She's working a little bit here and there, but it's really important to her because this is, a big effect very immediately versus somebody's got, 10, 15, 20 years to retirement. So, this is the time to be taking that time frame to do a second opinion. And if you want to have that second opinion for sure, we can walk you through our Worry Less Wealth process. 800-454-1184. Text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So we've been talking about how when times get tough, it's really important to look for that silver lining, you know, and today we've been talking, Eric, about how to navigate during these uncertain times in our economy. So what would be your final positive message for our listeners who might be feeling a little bit afraid, a little bit unsure about their financial future?
Yeah, well, just to know that this is the time where you have to be more creative. Right. Sometimes when things get really easy and, you know, it's not a big deal, you know, I mentioned cycling a few times in the show already, but yeah, you know, there's certain times where I'm riding down the trails down south to like Morgan Hill area. You know, all of a sudden I'll look down and I'm like, how am I doing 22, 23 miles an hour on flat so easily? And then I start realizing, yeah, I don't hear the wind. And, you know, that's when you go, no, you got a really good tailwind. And, you know, you're like, ooh, this is fun. Then you have to realize, you go, that means on the way back, it's going to really suck.
True.
Right? Because you're going to have this huge headwind and it's going to be brutal. You just know, okay, I know this bad time's going to happen and, you know, how am I going to get through it? Right? And just be prepared for it. So, you know, this is one of those bad times, but, you know, those headwinds will turn into tailwinds at some point. And, you know, so how do you position yourself to be in there? I mean, there's kind of some easy stuff. I mean, right now is a great time to be, you know, maybe getting some more certifications or something work-wise where you can kind of, you know, be in a better position job-wise when this thing kind of all blows over and we kind of get back to normal. You know, in terms of financial stuff, I mean, yeah, this would be a good time to be reviewing all that, doing all that stuff that you meant to do and take care of. I mean, the weird part now is we got taxes all the way till July, so you can still do stuff like fund a Roth for last year, which is very bizarre to be able to do that after April 15th. But, you know, there's some things that you can still do, which is a unique opportunity, so that's definitely a positive. You know, if you are retired and you don't have to take out your required minimum distributions, so a lot of people are like, woohoo, I don't have to take that money out. But maybe you should. Maybe instead of taking that money out, maybe you should do a Roth conversion. You'll pay the same tax as you would have last year. We know taxes are lower right now. We know they have to go up and they're guaranteed by law to go up in 2026. So, you know, maybe you want to do a Roth conversion with that amount that's supposed to be taken out and spent and taxed. Now you can make that money tax-free. Obviously, if you have some money about questions about your retirement and monies, you know, of course, we can help there too. So again, give us a call and we'll set up that 15-20 minute phone call. Text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. And as always, we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.